attention now to the southern border. You know, it's amazing that the Biden administration, whether it's Joe Biden himself, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of DHS, or anybody else for that matter, seeing millions of illegals flood into this country with no idea where they're going, what they're going to do, what they're going to be involved with, or how they're going to benefit this country at all. They flood in while Mayorkas and the others say the border is secure. The border is certainly not secure. And the carnage at the border that you never hear about. You heard about the 18-wheeler, of course, that had 55 people dying at San Antonio in the heat a few weeks ago. But you don't hear about the people that are found daily dead in the river because they drowned trying to get into this country, or those that are killed by exposure to the extreme heat or dehydration, or are raped and killed and murdered along the way. You don't hear about that. You see, the carnage at the border is to the point that some small towns there, they don't have room for any more bodies. The morgues are full, not of Americans, but of illegals trying to get into this country. Thank you, Joe Biden. You did this. Listen.
Another day at the Webb County Medical Examiner's office in Laredo, Texas. The small morgue, now one of the busiest along the southern border, as nearly every day the team wheels in another migrant body, adding to the more than 300 they've already processed so far this year.
It is a crisis. I've labeled it. There you go. We're in the middle of a crisis.
Dr. Corinne Stern has been a medical examiner in Texas for more than 20 years. Not all of the border counties have an ME, so she serves nearly a dozen, but had to stop accepting migrant cases because there's no more room.
It is full. I currently have not a single space in that cooler.
Not a single space in that cooler. Full. As the bodies stack up because of Joe Biden's reckless and, dare I say, hateful border policy. It's hateful. Why are you allowing these people to come here? At some point, they will be thrown back out. Many will be rejected at some point because they didn't come here legally. They broke in. There'll be no amnesty. Even progressive Latinos hate Democrats, but for a different reason. They hate Democrats, the progressive Latinos do, because there is deportation. Yes, Nancy Pelosi getting hammered by them while others flee to Republicans. Sorry, Democrats. This is how it's working. Listen to what they said to Nancy. Listen to this. Go. You're a liar. I want to jump back to bite four. I want to back up for 1 second here. The reason being is the exodus of Latino voters can be found everywhere. Everywhere. Professional people, working people, first generation, people that just got here, second generation. Latinos make up 19% of America now. Roughly, by far the largest minority group in America, Latinos and Latino voters, faith, family, and country driving them to the polls, driving them to Republicans in numbers you've never seen before. And that's happening all over this country, from Virginia, they helped power Glenn Youngkin into the governorship, to Florida, where the Cubans are very strongly conservative, to Texas, where congressional districts are going red for the first time since Reconstruction. Yes, the exodus of Latino voters from the Democrats can be traced all the way to that open border. How about a former CBP agent? She says the same thing. Bite four. Listen to this. Bite four. Go.
The media immediately came down along with Democrat leadership and called it a manufactured crisis. So now when I see these folks complaining about, you know, just a handful of migrants being flown over to their areas and calling it a crisis, that's pure hypocrisy on their behalf. I mean, if they come down and they check out what's going on, I mean, they would be baffled. I mean, we have right. our small border town that is just about 30,000, 35,000 of us here down here. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous that we're getting illegals entering our area at a rate of about 1,000,
you know, a day. It certainly is.
1,000 a day. And Martha's Vineyard couldn't handle 50 in one of the wealthiest places on God's green earth. They couldn't handle 50, those arrogant, condescending, sanctimonious leftists couldn't handle 50 illegals. Oh, it's a crisis. We have a housing crisis in Martha's Vineyard. Please. You have an honesty crisis in Martha's Vineyard is what you have. You're a bunch of dishonest, virtue-signaling pigs. Reminds me of Animal Farm. Huh. Turning to crime now. Another issue driving voters. By the way, the top issues driving voters, inflation, the economy, crime, these are the things that are top of mind for voters for the midterm elections. Not abortion, not social issues terribly. It is inflation, the economy, crime, things that affect people's everyday lives, things that people see every single day. And on crime, KJP tried to spin what Jen Psaki said about it over the weekend. Let's see how she did. Here it is.
Jen Psaki says that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. Why would she say that?
So, you know, again, I can't do electoral politics from here, as you know. But I don't agree with your characterization of what she actually said.
They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities.
How would you characterize that then? Okay. KJ, how would you characterize that? Right. Meanwhile, your Secretary of Energy is off her meds again. Sorry to say. Jennifer Granholm needs to check her medication. She continues to claim that somehow destroying Western civilization by putting us in the dark will help the world by destroying America. Save the world. Destroy America. Listen to this moron. Go.
Actually, the transition is really a transformation, a transformational opportunity. America seizing the opportunity to build this whole new industrial sector that will help the world decarbonize.
You don't understand. You see, burning your house down gives you the opportunity to live in a new place. You see? It's beautiful. If you burn your house down, you have a chance to live somewhere else. You have opportunity. You see? Nothing. You won't have anything to drag with you because all your stuff burned up too. It'll be great. It's the opportunity you've always wanted. So light your house on fire and you can find a new place to live. It'll be really exciting. Your whole family will love it, except your dog that died in the fire, but you can get a new dog. See? It'll be great. Who are these imbeciles? What the hell is wrong with these people? Seriously. Too many gummies for Jen in the morning. That's what it looks like from here. Quick break. I'll be right back.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing.
The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.